thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, friendly viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're at 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashton 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, we have three new cable channels. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. Also, in Thailand, we have one new cable channel in Amphoa Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerman.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibong and localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambut Company. And in Sinchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Republic of the Congo bans plastic bags. In animal news, German researchers discover that emperor penguins move in unison to survive the coldest months. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 12th, is the Independence Day of Kiribati, honoring its autonomy gained in 1979. Situated about halfway between Hawaii and Australia on both sides of the equator, this picturesque archipelago is made of 33 coral atolls. Its Phoenix Island Protected Area is the largest designated marine protected area on the planet. A United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, this amazing pristine locale contains 800 species of fauna, including about 200 types of coral, as well as 500 fish and 44 bird species. Today is also the Independence Day of Sao Tome and Principe, celebrating its achievement of self-rule in 1975. West of Gabon on the Atlantic coast of Central Africa, Sao Tome and Principe, a beautiful two-island nation, is home to outstanding flora and fauna. The World Wildlife Fund has classified the country's moist lowland forests as an important ecoregion for its biodiversity. May the kind-hearted citizens of Kiribati and Sao Tome and Principe have a memorable Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Flooding claims lives in South Korea. Emergency officials in South Korea reported on Sunday, July 10th, that heavy torrential rains since Friday have inundated parts of the south, causing a number of landslides that have left at least 9 people dead and 4 missing, most of whom were elderly. Rains in the hardest hit South Gyeongsang and South Yeolla provinces flooded more than 180 homes, with over 340 people evacuated and tens of thousands of hectares of farmland. With some bridges and sections of road destroyed, road travel was affected, and train service in areas was suspended. Meteorology officials warned residents to remain cautious as rains are forecast to continue and to move northwards.
Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our nearby association members to please go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable. She added that $20,000 in funds for urgent needs are available with all her love and prayers. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's kind-hearted concern and timely assistance.
Our sympathies for the lives lost, as we pray for the safe recovery of those missing, and that such calamities subside through our more thoughtful endeavors to care for each other and the ecosphere.
High temperatures in Balkan Peninsula bring fatalities. In Croatia, 11 lost their lives as temperatures rose to nearly 40 degrees Celsius on Sunday, July 10th. Media reports cited heat stroke as the main cause, along with some who drowned as they were seeking relief from the oppressively hot weather. A hospital in Zagreb said the number of patients overall had also doubled. Meanwhile, in neighboring Serbia, 10 people had perished by Monday as temperatures hit 40 degrees over the weekend. Bulgaria and Greece were also placed on alert, with Greece bracing for temperatures of 39 degrees in the western part of the country. In Bulgaria, the National Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology at the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences declared a code orange for the regions of Vidin and Blagoevgrad on Sunday due to dangerous temperatures ranging between 38 and 41 degrees Celsius. Doctors were advising people to remain indoors, especially at midday, and to stay hydrated with liquids as well as fresh vegetables and fruit. It saddens us deeply to know of the loss of life and suffering for those affected by extreme heat in the Balkan countries. We fervently pray that such conditions may be quickly alleviated through our kinder and more planet-protecting lifestyles.
Oh. more aid to alleviate crisis in the Horn of Africa.
As over 10 million people in the Horn of Africa battle to survive amid the region's worst drought in six decades, conflict, and rising global food prices, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, spokeswoman Melissa Fleming said on Friday, July 8.
Today, we are warning that humanitarian efforts to help newly arriving Somali refugees in southeast Ethiopia are at risk of being overwhelmed without a more rapid and robust international response to the drought and displacement crisis in the Horn of Africa. Calling it the worst humanitarian disaster in the world, UNHCR has warned that many are dying en route while fleeing the drought in Somalia, with many of the thousands who do not manage to reach refugee camps being in critical medical condition.
Everyone I met spoke of the lack of water and the impact it's having on their day-to-day lives. It's also important to acknowledge that though millions of Ethiopians are suffering from drought, the country is also hosting increasing numbers of refugees fleeing Somalia. A new refugee camp at Kobe, which was opened just weeks ago, is already nearing its full capacity of 20,000 people.
Some 1,700 Somalis are arriving daily in Ethiopia's Dolo Ado area, while 1,400 reach neighboring Kenya's overcrowded Dadaab refugee camp every day, which already houses more than four times the 90,000 that it was built for. According to figures from the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, youths represent 2 million of the malnourished in the Horn of Africa, 500,000 of whom are in life-threatening conditions, a figure 50% higher than that of 2009. Nutritionists have called the situation unprecedented. As part of the international relief efforts, the humanitarian agency Caritas Aotearoa, New Zealand, is donating $42,000. While Finland is preparing health professionals to work in the northern Somali regions of Puntland and Somaliland, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, which in January began launching emergency programs to provide water and life-saving nutrition, has partnered with a Kenya-based disaster assistance response team to further increase its efficiency in delivering assistance.
In response to an initial appeal for help, Supreme Master Qinghai on July 5th pledged $100,000 to each of the groups, Save the Children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross, for a total of $300,000 in relief aid for the crisis in the Horn of Africa, saying that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works.
Our appreciation, United Nations, Caritas Aotearoa, New Zealand, Finland, and all governments, groups, and individuals working to alleviate the tragic circumstances in the Horn of Africa, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt support. With heaven's blessings, may the affected African people soon recover stability and health as we strive for greater consideration of each other and the earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse
right
is
now.
Yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do,
and the governments of the world,
I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tơi tìm ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đói lang thang sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh trời đâu sẵn có tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tơi tìm ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đói lang thang sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cổ mộ, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyên nước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
We can still save the planet.
Day 561.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. People continue risking their own safety to stand up for values that include human rights, greater freedom, and democratic participation in government as they gather in countries like Bangladesh, Bosnia, Chile, Egypt, Israel, Libya, Malaysia, Palestine, Syria, United States, and Yemen.
United States. As U.S. legislators continue in negotiations to reach an agreement on the national budget, newly appointed International Monetary Fund head Christine Lagarde stated on Sunday, July 10, that a debt default by the nation would jeopardize the global economy. However, she said she did not expect the U.S. government to default on its debt obligations.
Israel and Palestine. Palestine-based International Solidarity Movement reports that a group of Belgians who were among 120 activists detained upon their arrival in Israel last weekend to prevent them from traveling to the Palestinian West Bank have begun a hunger strike to demand that all detainees be able to contact their families and attorneys. They are also calling for an international investigation into the actions of the Israeli officials, as well as the airline companies that blocked many ticketed customers from boarding planes to Israel.
Meanwhile, of the 39 detainees that Israel has ordered deported, some have refused, stating that they have been given no explanation as to why they are being questioned by Israeli authorities.
Egypt. In an effort to demonstrate that he is meeting the goals of pro-democracy activists, Egyptian Prime Minister Essam Sharaf announced on Monday that he would reshuffle the cabinet within a week and that he has ordered disciplinary actions against senior police officials involved in harming protesters. However, the activists continued their fourth consecutive day of sit-ins, saying that there have been virtually no changes so far as they called for meaningful actions.
Pakistan. At least 10 people are reported to have been killed by a U.S. unmanned aircraft strike in northwest Waziristan on Monday. Press TV reports that UN Special Envoy Philip Alston spoke out against drone attacks as a method of war, stating that they violate international law and undermine the rules meant to protect the rights of life.
Malaysia. Following the death of a protester during a massive rally Saturday where more than 1,600 people were arrested, Malaysian Home Minister Hishamuddin Hussein affirmed that a thorough investigation would be conducted into activists' allegations that police brutality had caused the man's death, as well as claims that they had fired tear gas into a hospital compound.
Bangladesh. On Sunday, July 10th, around 50 people were injured and 100 arrested as demonstrators called for the reinstatement of a clause in the Bangladeshi constitution that expresses absolute faith and trust in Allah, which was recently removed, as well as to protest changes in the electoral system that they say unfairly favor existing government members.
Yemen. In Saudi Arabia Sunday, U.S. President Barack Obama's aide for Homeland Security John Brennan met with injured Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh at the hospital where he is recovering and asked that he carry out a previous pledge to step down. As the first such effort by the U.S. government, Mr. Brennan emphasized that it was important to resolve the political crisis between the Yemeni government and activists in order to face the challenge of other violence occurring in the country.
Syria. On Monday, government supporters rallied outside the U.S. and French embassies in the capital, Damascus, in protest of U.S. and French ambassadors visiting Hama, in solidarity with activists which the Syrian government has portrayed as an effort to destabilize the country. Meanwhile, Qatar-based global news channel Al Jazeera spoke out against threats being received by the station's journalists and their families as they attempted to cover news originating from witnesses in countries where foreign reporters are banned, such as Syria.
Bosnia. Some 40,000 Bosnian citizens gathered Monday to commemorate the 16th anniversary of the tragic Srebrenica massacre, in which about 8,000 Muslim men and boys were killed. During the ceremony, an additional 613 coffins containing victims recently discovered and identified from a mass grave were carried by survivors and volunteers to be reburied in dignity.
With deep sympathies for those who have perished or suffer from injuries due to conflict, we pray that the strife in all nations may subside for people worldwide to choose to live side by side in dignity, freedom, and peace.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Stop war, huh? It only stops when all of us contribute to peace in our action, speech, and thought. And of course, we have to also advise our government that peace is the only thing we want. And we do not want war at all. Because deep down in our heart, everyone just loves peace so that they can go around in their business. And the actors can have peace of mind and time to entertain people. And the husband will be staying home to love his wife. And the father would be there for the children. I don't know why we ever even think of war at all. Because from all we know, since time immemorial, war has not brought much happiness or any good things to humankind. So we should have learned from the history and we should never start the war in any case.
Một thế giới của trẻ mồ côi, một cõi đầy quá phụ. Anh ơi, bao giờ tàn cơn giông tố? Tôi không bao giờ lớn lên để làm anh hùng chiến sĩ.
gìn giữ chiến tranh này 30 năm đã xanh ngàn mộ chi. Ngày tôi tôi kể cho nghe nhiều mộng đẹp của người, ngày tôi mới trưởng thành, người để lại cho tôi một thi hài trơ trọi. Hãy để tôi sống mãi gìn giữ gia sản này, những mộng vàng ấp ủ dưới mồ sâu chưa. Xin để tôi sống sót thừa hưởng gia sản này, xây giấc mơ tan vỡ thành mái ấm ngày mai. Tôi sẽ sống 101 năm, có con trai con gái và cháu chắc, dựng lại thế giới tóc tang với đàn trẻ mồ côi và quả phụ. Anh ơi về đi, dằn cơn thịnh nộ, anh ơi cùng tôi diềm
let peace be here now.
Sinks in Russia's Volga River. On Sunday, July 10th, the tourist boat Bulgaria, carrying about 150 passengers and 30 crew members, completely capsized within minutes of beginning to sink after it had set out for a family cruise in the Kuibyshev Reservoir, an area of the upper Volga River that forms a broad lake. Russian officials said another Volga River tour boat, the Arabella, was the first to arrive at the scene and was able to save at least 80 people, with over 100 lifeless bodies found by divers as of Monday, many of whom were children.
На данный момент продолжается поисковая операция под водой силами водолазов МЧС России. Такая надежда, естественно, есть. Мы верим в это, потому что вчера люди сами вплавь добрались до берега. Есть такой случай.
Surviving family members who were not together at the moment of the accident reportedly had no time to find their relatives, with up to 50 children trapped in one room on board, where they had been participating in an activity at the time the disaster occurred. With the cause of the capsizing not yet known, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev called for a full investigation into the accident, as well as a technical assessment of all the nation's passenger vessels. He also declared Tuesday, July 12th, a day of national mourning for the victims of the sunken ship.
We too are saddened by the tragic loss of lives and send our condolences to the loved ones of those who perished, wishing the survivors loving reunions in appreciation of life with family and friends, as we pray for the evermore protection of all travelers.
save our planet. The Australian government introduces a plan to impose a tax on carbon dioxide, or CO2, on the worst polluters in an effort to encourage businesses to invest in clean technologies and greener ways of operating, as well as to reward farmers who reduce emissions and take other steps to protect the environment.
Save our planet. Officials in Au Lac or Vietnam state that as of June 2011, a pioneering conservation program launched in 2008, which collects funds from ecotourism and utility companies for the use of natural resources, has successfully sustained livelihoods and preserved 210,000 hectares of forests and hundreds of threatened species.
Warning News. A study published in June 2011 by researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health and University of California, USA, examined 5,366 men diagnosed with prostate cancer over two decades and found that those who smoked faced a 61% higher risk of cancer recurrence and death.
I'm Hannah the Hippo, and I am following a compassionate diet. Today, I've a useful tip for the environment. As part of going green in the home, it's good to consider your TV's power consumption. The smaller the screen, the less energy that is needed to operate it. Thank you for watching, thanks for being veg, and going green to save the planet. Now the weather from around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Canada, our association members from Vancouver, British Columbia, participated in the Epic Sustainable Living Expo, the province's largest green lifestyle show. Created and planned by the Globe Foundation, a non-profit organization, the gathering featured hundreds of eco-conscious companies, from those selling vegan cosmetics to those presenting electric cars. Our association members hosted a booth from which they displayed Supreme Master Qinghai's DVDs and books, including the number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. Many people stopped by to receive SOS flyers or a complimentary copy of Supreme Master Qinghai's latest vital publication, From Crisis to Peace, which explains the vegan solution to global warming. Mr. George Strombolopoulos, a respected journalist and the host of an award-winning television talk show, was presented with a gift bag from our association members containing a number of Supreme Master Qinghai's publications. Kudos Globe Foundation and all those sharing planet-saving practices and products at this informative occasion. May the plant-strong diet of kindness be the choice of all earthlings.
In good governance news, the Republic of the Congo bans plastic bags. To help safeguard the environment, the government of the Central African country has prohibited the import, production and sell the non-biodegradable item for packaging food, groceries, water, and other beverages. Our accolades and appreciation, Republic of the Congo, for your eco-conscious decision. May more and more nations continue to take green steps such as these, combined with the low-emission vegan diet for a sustainable world. Up next on Noteworthy News, Emperor Penguins find amazing methods to survive the Antarctic cold. We'll take a moment to give thanks for the blessings of Mother Earth. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more gratifying news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, responsible news for a conscientious world. In animal news, Emperor Penguins move together to survive the coldest months. Mr. Daniel Zitterbart, a doctoral student at the University of Erlangen-Nuremberg in Germany, and fellow researchers spent a winter monitoring the movements of the birds at Dronningmordsland, the Antarctic. They observed that the birds huddled together to withstand the minus 50 degrees Celsius temperature and chilly winds of up to 180 kilometers an hour for 110 days. Furthermore, the penguins, most of whom are fathers protecting an egg on their feet, move forward in unison 5 to 10 centimeters every 30 to 60 seconds. In this way, they are constantly shifting positions so that no one is situated for too long at the edge where the wind is highest. Our thankfulness, Mr. Daniel Zitterbart and team, for shedding light on this ingenious group arrangement of our gentle feathered friends. May beautiful emperor penguins continue to flourish and bless our planet for eons to come.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke in Samoan entitled Woman.
Itua so se tamatane tu lelei, olo iai se tamatane. Awala iele mai maulo taimi e te ao ngai fua. Ai su e loa se tamaitai.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Je suis un jeune réalisateur d'une chaîne locale. Juste pour vous dire que j'ai aimé votre cuisine et que je l'ai utilisée dans une de mes émissions. Merci beaucoup, Patrick du Cameroun.
Amiable Patrick, it's marvelous to know that you were able to use one of our plant-based cooking shows for your programming. Bon vegan appetit. With all our best wishes and love to you and the gracious people of Cameroon.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be blessed with heaven's radiance.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The International Olympic Committee announces that the picturesque South Korean city of Pyeongchang, standing at 700 meters in the pristine Tabak Mountains region of Gangwon Province, has been chosen as the host of 2018 Winter Olympics.
The European Union is donating $6.2 million to Bolivia for disaster prevention, with the funds going toward the creation of early warning systems that will provide for immediate response to potential calamities such as flooding, landslides, and droughts.
American icon, Olympic gold medalist, and 8-time Grand Slam winner Andre Agassi is inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in Rhode Island, USA, as one of the sport's greatest players of all time.
Speaking with Agence France-Presse, Special Advisor to the International Monetary Fund, Zhu Min, suggests that countries whose debt structure requires austerity plans should also ensure protection for society's most vulnerable, with safety nets provided for the unemployed.
10-year-old British golf prodigy Leo Miller, who was born without fingers on his right hand, is gifted a unique prosthetic from the famous UK-based Dorset Orthopaedic Company, which he says will help him improve and come closer to his dream of playing as a professional.
At the invitation of Algerian Foreign Minister Mourad Medelsi, Tunisian Foreign Affairs Minister Mohamed Moldi Kefi is chairing the sixth session of a bilateral forum held to further cooperative endeavors between the two brotherly countries.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals. thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.